Hello? Hello?
Good evening. My name is Eliseo, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. We are not trying to sell anything, and your answers will remain confidential.
Okay.
In what language would you like to would you prefer to conduct this interview, in English or in Spanish?
Only English.
Pardon?
English.
English, all right. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I'm definitely going to vote.
Democrat, all the way. I'm voting blow down the ballot.
Okay. With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Okay. What is your main...
I'm a big old liberal.
Okay. What is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Okay. What is your age?
47.
Okay, thank you. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
You're talking about the city itself, the city of Miami? I don't live in the city. I live outside of the city.
Okay, but in your opinion, what would you say?
No, I don't live in the city of Miami. I live in unincorporated Miami-Dade County, so I cannot talk about the city of Miami.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? Traffic and congestion, corruption in city government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and neighborhood safety, property insurance costs, flooding, sea level rise, and environmental resilience, growth and overdevelopment, affordable housing.
So it's affordable housing. This is our crisis down here.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well.
Okay.
Damian Pardo.
I don't know this person.
Okay. Miguel Gabela.
I don't know this person.
Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
Would you say very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable. He's a convicted felon.
Okay. Francis Suarez.
He's a piece of shit. He needs to go to prison as well.
Okay.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Joe Carollo.
He is in the same thing that Trump did. He's another piece of shit.
Okay. Manolo Reyes.
No, I don't know this person.
Okay. Kristen King.
I don't know this person.
Kamala Harris.
She is my next president.
Okay, would you say very favorable?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Aileen Higgins.
I don't know this person, I don't think.
Okay. Daniela Levine Cava.
No, she is a favorable, but I think the one... No, I don't know the other one. The mayor is doing a decent job. Daniel, mayor is doing a decent job. She is favorable. I will vote for her again.
Okay, thank you. If the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote?
Harris and Walz.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or proudly voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
No, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you would vote yes in favor of the referendum or no against the referendum.
Okay.
The first referendum is called Charter Amendment to Require Continuous Residency Immediately Preceding Qualifying for Mayor and City Commissioner. And the ballot question reads, shall Section 4 of the City Charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district in effect at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidate running for city commissioner and require continuous residency in the City of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor? If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no?
Yeah, I don't live in the city of Miami, but this is a common sense solution that they have to live in a city that they are residing. So I will vote yes on that. It was on my ballot.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I would vote yes on that.
Okay. The second referendum is called Partial Conveyance for Revised Development at 1111 Para Jungle Trail on Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to Eco Resilience Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving bidding and requiring returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park at no cost to city, canceling existing theme park and hotel lease, and contributing $15 million for affordable housing infrastructure and other public benefits. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor or no?
This is the first I've heard about this because it's not in the city where I live, so I would have to research this proposal better. So I don't know about that. I couldn't answer that one.
Okay, no problem. If you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against the referendum?
Yeah, I cannot answer that educatedly. I don't know enough.
Okay, no problem. The third referendum is called Charter Amendment to Revise Mixed-Use Leases on Watson Island, and the ballot questions read, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing leases at 888 Mark MacArthur Causeway, sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for a fair market value of not less than $25 million, reduce overall development, extend term 24 years, waive bidding, and authorize at no cost to city $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure, timeshare units become condominiums, mixed uses to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay, If the election were held,
you know what? I would vote no, because when I lived in the city of Miami, everything was so corrupt in the city. I would not trust the government with any of my tax dollars. So I would vote no on both of those, actually.
Okay.
Because they are so corrupt in the city government. I used to live in the city for years and years, but I am out of the city now.
All right, thank you very much. You will now be given us some of the specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
This is the same thing there, already built there, so, you know, it's okay for me.
Okay, would you say somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Some other room.
Okay. Allowing office space to be included.
I would not approve of that.
Okay. Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade along Biscayne Bay.
Expanding that, you said expanding it to make it bigger?
Yes, expanding the public waterfront. And
yeah, I would enjoy that because there was a lot of bikers that get hit over there, so that would be in the public's best interest.
Okay, thank you. Reducing the overall amount of development.
Yeah, I would be okay with that. I would be likely favorable. What are the highest one is?
Okay, thank you. All at no cost to the city or taxpayers.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all.
Okay. A $9 million contribution to affordable housing.
No, I don't believe that at all. I would have to see that in writing and view the commission meetings the proposals and the way they just say things. I would never believe something like that. So that would not say my bloat.
Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appraised fair market value.
No, I would not sell any land that they already have. I don't think that's a good idea.
Thank you. You will now be given more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal would update an already voter-approved mixed-use project on Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops, and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and would result in less overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal would allow for some office space to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved timeshare residences to be condominiums. The updated proposal would result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preferences for city residents, $9 million of new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or no against it?
It's federally funded. I would support it.
Okay, thank you. And regardless of how your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
It's federally funded.
I'm sorry, what was that, ma'am?
It's federally funded. Because the money is not splashing hands, but steady.
Okay. You will now be given some statements in favor of this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. As a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal, if each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well.
Okay.
This proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project. How convincing would this be? Very, somewhat, not too convincing, or not at all convincing?
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal would result in less overall development than voters have previously approved. This proposal would reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial and retail space to be built.
Approve likely or whatever the highest agree with is.
Okay. This proposal would create hundreds of well-paying jobs in construction and engineering in addition to 1,000 more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry, paying a living wage. City of Miami residents would be given preference in hiring for these new jobs.
No, I don't buy that because the arena is in the city and the opportunity costs are for the county. Because the city didn't buy out the arena properly. So I know how that works. So I didn't want to buy that statement for the jobs.
All right. This proposal would expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
Yeah, this is high on my priority, whatever that is.
Okay. This proposal would result in over $1 billion in additional tax revenue to the City of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding.
Yeah, it's not costing us any money, so I guess it's a benefit.
Okay. Thank you. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families.
Yeah, it's a benefit, I guess.
Okay, thank you. You will now be given some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. As a reason to vote no against this proposal, if each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal is yet another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting City Hall with pet projects that line their own pockets.
Would make a difference. Big difference.
Somewhat convincing or not too convincing, not at all convincing?
Very convincing, actually.
Thank you. This proposal would increase traffic between the City of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters.
It's not my problem because I don't live up that way, so I no difference to me.
Great, thank you. This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
No, this is no, that would not sway me because I use a lot of the luxury hotels for the spas and vacations, so I don't agree with that statement.
All right, thank you. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and protect precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford.
I agree with that strongly.
Thank you. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor or no against it?
Probably yes, because it's Brother Lawless, and we don't have to do anything, and then it's going to protect the land. So I would vote yes, but I would have to research it better.
Okay, thank you very much. And would you say you are definitely voting or proudly voting yes in favor?
If it was on my ballot, I would vote yes.
Okay, thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. And regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, someone else, or did not vote for president?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I am a big old liberal.
Okay, thank you very much. What is the last grade of
You're
Walmart
laughing, right? Okay, go ahead.
Yes, what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I have a PhD.
Okay, thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great night.
Okay, have a good night. Bye-bye.